Celebrate Venus Fashion Week and discover new, fun, sexy fall styles while saving at Venus. This weekend, only buy three items and instantly get 50% off a fourth. Visit Venus.com or download the Venus app and use the code APPLE to save during the final days of Venus Fashion Week.
This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1819. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to another week in captivity. Maybe you're being liberated slowly but surely. For me, we're staying in for a while longer for the simple reason my wife has to have surgery. It's serious. It's going to be at the end of June just for safety purposes. Thus, we're going to remain in quarantine. Yeah. Shelter in place. More time. Yeah. And today's show is one where I deal with one of those tough interview questions that you might be asked on an interview. Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And with that, let's get going. And today I want to deal with one of those tough interview questions. And there's really no wrong answer to this question, but I'll suggest a couple of ways to do it better. Now, the question is, how long are you willing to fail at this job before you succeed? Now, I tend to think of this question as being geared toward more senior professionals, but I could also see it being posed of salespeople. I could see it being posed of relatively junior people designed to intimidate whoever the person is who's being interviewed. And it's one of the reasons I don't like this question, because the real thing they're doing is watching your reaction. And, you know, I'll give you a couple of examples from Google of reactions that are encouraged. Yeah. So on one site, the offered answer is, I'm willing to do what it takes for as long as it takes to see results. So thus, you're demonstrating endurance and commitment. A less effective answer or a less straightforward answer is, I learn from my mistakes and move forward. Then there's the political answer. These are coming, by the way, from CareerDirectionsLLC.com. I don't believe in failure. When I fail, I fall forward and thus don't believe in quitting. Ultimately, these answers are all suggestive of determination. On another site, Tesh.com, T-E-S-H.com, the person who's being referenced indicates that the reaction's the most important part. And I'll give you the way I would approach it in a second, but I want to offer a couple of other alternatives here. So the wrong way to answer would be, I'll fail as long as you'll let me, or, I don't know, a few months. What do you think? So they suggest that the right answer is, I'm willing to stick with this job for as long as it takes to succeed. And that's the way of demonstrating determination. Or another good answer is, I plan to fail as quickly as possible so I learn from my mistakes, yada, yada, yada. So here's what I would suggest. And I want you to understand, again, as I often do, there is theater to interviewing. You're a performance artist. And honesty is different than effectiveness. Now, you'll see there's little difference in what I'm going to tell you than what you've heard, but there's a big difference, and I think you'll get it. So the question again is, how long are you willing to fail at the job before you succeed? You know, here's the fact. I've never failed at anything before. And if you've got something that's going to stump me, God bless you. But the reality is, I've yet to fail at something. So what are you going to give me that's going to be so difficult that failure is an option? Seriously, what is going to be so hard that you're going to throw at me that failure is an option? Now, for salespeople, if you're selling a crappy product or service and have no support, you'll know that pretty quickly and you'll walk out. And it's not like you're committing yourself to anything here. But the idea of the theater, of looking them square in the eye and simply saying, I have yet to fail at anything I've tried before. And I'm curious, what are you going to give me that's going to be so different for which failure might possibly be an option? And what that does through that stare is let them know, number one, the determination thing, but more importantly, I think it sends the message that you're a force to be reckoned with. Now, that's a male response. A female response, and I'm doing gender stereotypes here, of course, is to smile and simply say the same thing. See, the fierceness tends to be a male thing. The laughing at the question is associated with a female gender stereotype. Whatever you're comfortable with, you know, and there are obviously some places in the middle, I think is important. It's important for you to express emotionally a response to the question and not just simply recite the facts. Because as was accurately pointed out, I think the shock of the question is its most effective quality. You want to demonstrate determination or that their question is moronic. And this is how I would play it.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you to be a better executive in your organization, and overall being a better employee of your firm. If you have questions for me, you can ask them at wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. That's wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. The price at Wisio is less than one third of what I'm charging on my website. And I'm doing this because I want to benefit my subscribers here and on YouTube, and only you're going to know about it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, you know, it's nice to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you from time to time about how I'm helping. You can also watch me on TV. Did you know that? If you have a Fire TV or a Fire Stick, download the Job Search TV app for Apple TV, Roku, Sony, Samsung, like 90 different TV platforms. You can watch me on either Zingo TV or BingeNetworks.tv. On YouTube, subscribe at JobSearchTV.com and have access to thousands of videos I've created. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.